We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to close the week on the lighter side. And joining us this week from the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, is their delightful and engaging star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You've been watching the hearings with the auto industry?
Yeah, you asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing better than the CEOs of the big three, I'll tell you that.
Well, you don't have a private jet, though. I mean, what is this private jet? Was there a car in the shop or something? I mean, you know, you just think it's like a punchline there. I wouldn't have taken the jet, but I had a cheap American car that wouldn't make it all the way from Detroit.
Oh, that would have been great if they had, like, carpooled for, like, the 600-mile drive. You know?
Or jetpooled, at least.
Or at least jetpooled. But, yeah, but if they had carpooled, then they would have had a big fight over which car to drive. And that
are we there yet? That's what you wanted to come in and say about the bailout. Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Exactly.
We can turn this country around right now.
You know, when you look at the bailout hearings, it's hard to determine who you get more frustrated with. The CEOs who have, like, no sense of responsibility for the fact that their companies are awash in red ink, or the politicians who, like, you know, act like they're the fiscal stewards of of great repute, you know?
Yeah, and then, of course, we're not even looking at the elephant in the room, which is that $700 billion bailout for the whole financial industry.
Right.
So, oh, man.
Oh, man.
So, we sort of have a song that's loosely related to the whole international trade thing and
exactly.
How we're getting killed by the international on cars. And
the Capitol Steps, once again, are very good prognosticators because you saw this economic decline coming. You just did it in a humorous way.
Okay. Whatever you say. I agree with that.
Here we go. The Capitol Steps diagnosing one of the problems with the American economy.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You planned to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying Peking duck. And with this system we get stuck today, it makes you sigh. Now when you abide by an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry, but the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. And the reason you are looking wan is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze 'cause he's laced with PCB. My problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai. And honey, that'll be the day we all die.
Oh, Elena.
$20 car from China. I'm in.
Yeah. I think most of us would be. Although, you know, you've seen some of those smart cars on the roads that look like they could fit into your pocket.
Right.
Yeah. The end of the song may be right as well.
Did you see Sarah Palin pardoning the turkey?
Yeah. I also saw the turkeys that didn't get pardoned.
Oh, like Ted Stevens? Yeah. course, there was one squawking in the background where she's at the turkey farm while they're getting the turkeys ready for Thanksgiving and pardoning the one and all the others in the back.
Getting slaughtered, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When Bill Clinton left office, he pardoned a lot of people, so maybe we'll have some coming up in January for all those AIG executives and all, too.
Hey, there you go. That'll give us some fun things to talk about. Elena, unfortunately, we got to run. Thanks for being with us.
Okay.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com. Learn more about Dateline Washington online 24 hours a day at dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.